the public meeting?
Well, I'm sure we would.
Then, I'm assuming then that announcement would probably be after the public meeting to be on the website also, kind of in a form of a question from the other two commissioners. How do they see that? I'm saying this because there's people, you know, there's going to be wondering. I just want to be sure that we all are on the same page and give out the same answer.
I'm sure logistically, at the first round, we can let them know via email, and it can be posted on the website. But that's more logistics than it is actual application and distribution.
Yes, it is. I just know that there's those that are listening now that those are questions they have, so.
I'm sure that Ms. Duckworth and the Clearinghouse can help assist in how to get that information distributed properly and better.
Okay.
In other words, I don't have the answer to that right now. We've not discussed that.
But I know that's the reason we're, because we have to discuss it when it's agendized, and so that's the reason.
It's agendized for the application. We just changed it to agendize it for CARES Act application and press release. In the press release,
so as the decision's made, then they'll be sent by email, and then it'll be made in public. It'll be sent out by email, and
so the per the press release, it says that anticipates making award decisions by the third week of August. And they'll be required to enter into a written agreement with the county prior to disbursement of awarded funds. So I think we're looking into it to a little too deep as far as notifying them. I'm sure they'll be notified, they'll be anticipating it, and they'll be calling and asking. And I'm sure we'll have some sort of written approved application.
So we've got 2 weeks, and the deadline is on the July 24th. And if the decision's made by around the third week in August, I believe you read on that, then notification will go out. Is that correct?
It's my understanding.
Okay.
Move to approve the CARES Act funds application and press release, noting that Melissa Duckworth will be the contact person and that the applications will be due back by July 24th of 2020. And those changes to be made.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for de-icing materials number 20-075 Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated July 7th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference agreement by and between Central Salt LLC and Taney County and approves the agreement as to form.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't have any questions.
No.
Move to approve the agreement by and between, the agreement for de-icing materials by and between Taney County and Central Salt LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. drainage easement, donation letter, and waiver of appraisal, Dalton Road, Joseph and Kimberly Norwine.
You guys have any questions on any of these?
No.
Devin, do you have anything to say on any of these?
No, they're just the donation letter that to get the commission to sign before I go and approach them on the right of way.
Move to approve the donation letter and waiver of appraisal for drainage easement through Dalton Road crossing replacement over Brown Branch with Joseph and Kimberly Norwine.
Do we need to do them all separate? Bins are the same, just the...
I don't want to. Can we do them all together? I didn't know if you'd have... I'll continue my motion to say with Joseph and Kimberly Norwine, Robert and Anita Dalton, Michael and Linda Britton, and Jerry and Sherry Hennen.
There's one other one there, yeah. Sir.
And Wayne Griggs and Donna Jean Griggs.
Could we say Steve Wayne? I'm just looking at the...
C. Wayne Griggs and Donna Jean Griggs.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Wasn't trying to be picky. I just...
I don't have...
Wanted wet red.
I don't think... She came last week.
Who?
The Missouri... Oh, I'm sorry.
The Hennen. I don't have Hennen on.
You don't have who?
Very Jerry last Sherry Henning.
Jerry and Sherry Henning. Why am I not?
That's the very last one.
Mine was out of order.
That's how I didn't see them digging here. Here. That's the one I need.
Just take that one.
Okay.
I have to confess, I was reading off the agenda.
And we don't have...
She was here last week.
Okay, so University of Missouri Extension update came last week, so we'll move on. We'll go into recess, and we'll recess until 10 a.m. for executive session, 610-0211-3, legal and personnel, in upstairs in our conference room. I have 9:41 a.m. We'll be in recess.
They got the clock right up there. You're auditor.